V'ze b'chinas matzo shoichlem b'pesach. And this will explain the matzah that we eat on Pesach, shehu tikun hamomoin v'hoashirus, which is a tikun, a rectification, for all of our money and all of our wealth. Shenikro lechem oini, matzah is called poor man's bread. B'chinas matzah prusa, like the broken matzah, part of the Seder, we take that middle matzah and we break it. Because the Gemara tells us, ma darkoi shaloni beprusa, just like a poor man, usually never has anything whole. Everything he has is nothing new. Everything is secondhand, used, broken. So too, that's the attitude that we display when we're sitting at the Seder. Hainu she'ikar tikun hamomoin v'ashirus, hual yedei anius. The main tikun for all of our possessions and all of our money and all of our wealth is this poverty, meaning that we always consider ourselves small, simple, poor. And this is why the Gemara says that how does a poor person eat? Broken pieces. He's always breaking his bread and parnosa. Shekol ma sheyeshloi, hu choshev shemagia loy mechtsami. So what do you mean that he's breaking his parnosa? Means whatever he has, he always thinks, I deserve half of this. This is much more than what I deserve. V'alkein tomid ein choser loy klum. And that's why he never feels bad. He never feels that he's lacking anything. V'usameach b'chalkoi tomid, he's always happy with his portion. Shezehu ikar hoashirus. That's the real definition of living a rich life, a happy life. Vaideze zoichel ashirus mamish, boilam azeh, boilam aboah. And through this, a person can become worthy of Hashem really blessing him with wealth, with millions and billions in this world and in the future world. V'alkein ne'emar b'korban Pesach al matzos umroirim yoichluhu. And this is why the Torah teaches us about the Korban Pesach, the sheep that the person ate for Korban Pesach, or the lamb, that it must be eaten together with matzah and moror. Ki Korban Pesach, shehu b'chinas ashtarois tzaynecha. Because the Korban Pesach, which was brought from sheep and lamb, which the Torah refers to as wealth, sheep are called in the Torah ashtarois tzayn, ashirus. Ashirus Dikdusha, they represent wealth. Because the Gemara says, from a sheep, every single part of it you can sell to make money from. The wool and the skin and the hide and the hooves and every part of it. Which means, She'ikar tsorosoi, I'm sorry, Ikar achilosoi tsorech she'ie daiko al matzois. That when a person is eating the lamb, the sheep, the wealth, he's got to eat it with matzah. Shein b'chinas lechem oini, which is the poor man's bread. Umeroirim, and the bitter herbs. Lizkoir ho'oini shenisano b'mitzrayim. To remember the poverty and the suffering that we incurred in Egypt. Hainu shegam ba'ashirusoi. What this teaches us is, even when we become rich, we're no longer slaves. We're out of Egypt. We have our own homes. And we have our family around us and our beautiful dishes and beautiful dining room and everything. Lo yishkach merirusoi vaniusoi. The person should not forget the bitterness and the poverty that they once had. Kedei shelo yizgoas. He shouldn't be arrogant. He should remember, I wasn't always rich. I was once very poor. So I have to be very happy with what I have and appreciate what I have and not just always be starving, looking for more and more and more. Toiv yeled miskein v'chocham, as King Solomon says in Koheles, it's good is the child who is poor and smart. Ki gam b'malchusoi noilad rosh, because even while he's king, he recognizes that he was born poor. Kama shepirush Rashi sham, as Rashi Kodesh explains there, ki gam b'malchusoi v'oshroi. Even when he achieves greatness, kingdom, wealth, he considers himself like a simple, poor person. כי האדם צריך לאחוז תמיד בקוצר האחרון, because a person has to always hold on to the opposite extreme, ולזכור, and to remember, שנוילד אורוים, that we were born and we came into this world naked, with nothing. כמו שכוסב, as the פסוק says, אורוים יוצאו מבטן אמי, I came out of my mother's womb naked. שזהו תכלס ענייס, which is the epitome of poverty. וכנגד ענייס זה, and compared to that poverty, כל מה שיש לוי הוא עשיר אז גדול. Whatever I have, if I have one pair of pants, if I have one shirt, and it's got a patch on it, I'm still very rich. It's a lot more than what I started with. Hein mat, hein harbe, whether I have a little bit or I have a lot. I will take if kishi istake lamala mimenu. But the moment a person starts looking above him, dahinu sheyiskane bagdoyle mimenu bashiris, which means he starts becoming jealous of people who have more wealth than him, bevadai hu choser loilam. That person will never have enough, will never be satisfied, will never be happy. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheikar ashirus kishemachzikim atzmoilani. The true wealth, to experience and enjoy and appreciate true wealth, is only if you always consider yourself poor. You never forget your poverty. Ki keneged tachles vanius, because compared to the epitome of poverty, hakoil heim ashirim. Everybody's rich. Everybody's doing great. Look at the times we're living in today. We're living in the year 2014, Tov Shinayin Dalet. How many people own refrigerators today? 50 years ago, 1 in 1,000 people maybe owned a refrigerator. Or 70 years ago, when the refrigerators first came out, 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000, the richest people only owned a refrigerator. And today, a young couple gets married, they need a refrigerator and a freezer and possibly a second refrigerator for them. אבל כששכח אני יוסוי. But when the person forgets their poverty, they forget how unworthy and undeserving they are, and that Hashem doesn't owe them anything, and their parents don't owe them, and nobody owes them anything. Ein oni mimenu. Then there's nobody poorer than that person. Ki choser loy bechol pam yoyser veyoyser. Because every minute that goes on in that person's life, they keep feeling they're lacking more, they're missing out on more. They don't have this, and they don't have that. And no matter how much they have, the more they have, the more they need, the more needy they feel, the more dissatisfied. Rachmana litzlan. They say over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said that we say at the end of Aleinu, we say Bashamayim Mimal Lemanda. Viodato hayoim vashevoy selavavecho. You will understand and realize and convey to your heart ki Hashem hu elikim, that Hashem is in charge. Hashem rules the world. How will you accomplish that? How will you be zeichet to really have complete recognition of Hashem? I'll show you how. Bashamayim, when it comes to heaven, when it comes to heavenliness, spirituality, mimal, always look above you. If there's somebody who's more religious than you, more spiritual, doing more mitzvahs, I want to be like them. I want to become more religious, more heavenly, more spiritual. Val horetz, when it comes to earthliness, when it comes to gashmius, materialism, mitochas, always look below you. If there's someone that has less than me, if there are things that I have that somebody else doesn't have, then wow, I'm doing great. I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate. A person who has this knowledge, this bashamay mimal v'orth mitochas, that person will be zoiche to viodata ayoyim v'ashiva, to really real recognition of Hashem.